This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, January 20th. Well, cattle markets kind of mixed yesterday. We had the live cattle up, but fairly firm, whereas feeder cattle were just flat. So feeders have been stuck in a fairly narrow range for a couple weeks now. And even with the break in corn, haven't really been able to muster much of a response to the upside in feeders. Lives have been the better performers, but you know, really not able to sustain much to the upside. And most of this, what I'm talking about, are the front months. On the deferreds, feeders are performing better. Got the August cattle back up to the contract highs. So we probably would find some resistance there, but if we don't, we'll take another $3 or $4 run to the upside. So the deferreds obviously performing better than the fronts. As time goes on, you just don't get the performance in the beef market or in the cattle market to support the front month feeders. But you know, the market clearly is expecting very strong competition for available calves as you get into later summer and into the fall. That's understandable considering the decline in the herd size. The question is, are you going to have another decline in the herd size because of the dry conditions in the southern plains? There is some time left. You know, water demands are not huge at the moment, but it won't be long, just a few weeks, before you're going to need to start seeing some rains down there, or you're going to start to see more aggressive pulling cattle off of pastures, especially winter wheat pastures, early, simply because you don't have the rain and wheat prices are high. They're going to want to take that crop into harvest. But as you obviously get deeper into spring, if the pasture conditions are poor, you're just not going to be able to sustain numbers on those pastures or place cattle on the pastures. So it really depends on rain in the southern plains. And if La Nina is indeed going to stick around until May, like the weather guys are starting to hint, that does not bode well for the southern plains. A big part of the reason why we're dry at the moment is because of La Nina. Initially, the weather guys were talking by March, we would see that start to dissipate. Now they're pushing that back to May. So again, that's not a good sign for moisture possibilities into the southern plains. And if that's the case, that's not a good sign for the cattle market. So we just need to see Mother Nature come through here, or otherwise we just see another round of liquidation, and that puts pressure across the cattle space. The cash markets so far this week have been steady with last week. We had the Fed trade around 137, which is unchanged, and dress trade at 218, which is also unchanged. Box beef values continue to push their way higher. Choice up 211 at 292, select up 204 at 280. The spread was up 7 cents at 1117. Movement was 115 loads. So this year of 2022, every trading day, the box beef has been higher. We've rallied about $26 in the choice box beef, and we're up $21 in the select box beef. So pretty impressive run so far. Now the slaughter rates are running a little bit better than last week, or so far we're at 345,000 head. That's 4,000 more than last week, but it's still down 6,000 from a year ago. And this points to the problems of labor shortages, largely because of COVID, but it's bringing us back to where we were for these last couple of years. We just wave after wave of labor problems and packers not being able to run at full capacity. So we're seeing a decline in the slaughter rates, but the box beef value is moving higher. And so profits per animal are skyrocketing once again for the packers. The feeder cattle index was down 35 cents. We're sitting at 161.36. So moving forward, I'm looking for the markets to continue to work their way lower, at least in the front month feeders. Live cattle are up against some resistance level, so they'll probably see a bit of some pressure here. But I think primarily for feeders, just the inability to break out of a trading range when corn markets were under quite a bit of pressure is a red flag to the market, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.